702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, let's catch up with the rest of the planet now. Adam Gilchrist, a very good morning to you. I was away for 3 days last week, but I remember when last you and I chatted, we were talking about gun violence in America. I return, we're back to that conversation again.
Yeah, different incident, yeah, but same sort of thing, isn't it? Again, a mass shooting. It happened actually last Thursday, but the details have come out now that a 19-year-old called Brandon Hull, 19, for goodness sake, carried out this attack. He also then killed himself before the police arrived. He shot four people seemingly at random outside a place he used to work, FedEx in Indianapolis, then shot four more people inside. All of them died. It appears random, although four of those killed were Sikhs. Could it possibly have been racially motivated? Police aren't talking about his motive at this stage. But there's other stuff we know as well, that, for instance, he'd been reported for owning a shotgun and had to hand it in to the authorities. His mother had told police that she was worried he might try to target a law enforcement officer. I mean, his own mum is reporting him, for goodness sake. Only last year, I think that was. The suspect interviewed, no racially motivated violent extremism ideology was the sum up. But what do they miss? What did they not spot in this guy? And also, the other thing is, you know, yeah, we talk about gun violence in America a lot, and we know that Joe Biden is the latest president to be attempting to do something. There have been three mass shootings just in Indianapolis this year. I think the total death toll is 16 from those three mass shootings just in the city of Indianapolis. I mean, dare we look beyond to other cities and other states? Wow.
It is absolutely unbelievable, and it just carries on, right? Said farewell, of course, to Prince Philip, the Queen. She shed a tear or two.
Looked like it, didn't it? Lots of close-ups of her face. I mean, that can't be easy, apart from anything else, just knowing that and then seeing that in the papers afterwards. It's all over this morning's papers again. You think, you know, when you're in grief, the last thing you want is somebody poking a lens at you. But I guess it's inevitable. You know, it's partly what the royal family does, is to represent themselves to the world. And so there she was on her own. It's that picture, isn't it, of her in the pew in St. George's Chapel, sat completely on her own. The closest person is Prince Andrew, but he's a long way away. That and the other one is the body language we're looking at in Prince Harry and Prince William. Harry shot a little sideways look, which did not look good. Maybe you can capture it in the moment, can't you? Somebody looking a bit suspicious. And then ultimately, Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge, moved in, had a little chat with Harry, and then seemed to facilitate a chat between Harry and William. Are we reading too much into that? Did they come together in any way physically? It didn't feel like they particularly did. But do you know what? This isn't just an episode of The Crown. This is like a whole series. A whole series. Gosh. Just out of the funeral. The resident images are very interesting.
Talk to me about Europe's breakaway Super League. There's going to be some interest in this one. The 12 big football clubs going it alone.
Yeah, it does look like tradition is getting torn up, thrown out, and I haven't yet heard anyone say, oh, it's a good thing. What a good idea. I haven't heard a single person say that yet. So we're talking commentators, analysts, football writers, ex-players, the Prime Minister of the UK, UEFA, FIFA, you name it. They have all condemned these 12 big European football clubs who've decided to start a breakaway European Super League. And it's not just that this would replace the Champions League. This would replace everything. No more Premier League. No more playing Bolton on a wet Tuesday night, although they're in the wrong league at the moment. But you know what I mean? They'd just be playing each other.
Wow.
Now, we love the intensity of the Champions League. We love Barcelona playing Real Madrid or Juventus playing Manchester United or something like that. But every week, week in, week out, a diet only of caviar, I'm not quite sure, washes. And everyone to a man, the clubs have all said they are going to join. They're going to make this a 12-club breakaway. Note Paris Saint-Germain and Bayern Munich, for a start, aren't included. Two of the richest and most successful clubs in the world, but they're not in it. And everyone is saying this is a grab, this is greed, this is, would it surprise you, Bongani? Rich owners of rich football clubs trying to get richer.
Never. One wonders how long they'll stay that rich if they go ahead with this idea. Adam Gilchrist, that's this morning's World View.